How do you understand your employer brand? You can aim to win awards. You can launch a new career site. You can activate beautiful campaigns. You can spend a ton of money on making everything shiny. But how do you measure how you're actually performing in the eyes of your candidates, employees, and alumni? We have developed the Employer Brand Index to help practitioners understand their company's reputation as an employer. It gives you a quantitative and qualitative understanding of what talent thinks, presented in an easily understandable score and actionable report. Learn more at employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, it's Jürgen Sandberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. And our mission is, of course, to make the world of work a better place. Yes, there you have it. This week, we are talking to a tech company that's growing exponentially, and we're going to learn how this business has made a really bold commitment to anti-racism. We're also going to learn what ingredients go into this company's magic, and also a sneak peek at a brand new EVP. So lots to learn today. Let's start on the show.
Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Pleasure to have you on. So tell our listeners who you are and what is it that you do.
Absolutely. My name is Stephanie Alakoje. I am the Director of Employer Brand and Recruitment Marketing over at Twilio. And essentially, really what I do is I help market a company to attract top talent to come work here, build here, and help Twilio fulfill our mission of unlocking the imagination of builders. And so it's a really exciting role because it's a marketing role, but it's instead of customers, our core audience are candidates. And essentially, we're just attracting people to help them find the job of their dreams at a company where it can help them unlock and take their career to the next level.
Fantastic. All right. So you mentioned Twilio. What exactly is Twilio?
Sure. Well, Twilio is a company that powers personalized interactions and communications. So essentially, we enable our customers to be able to interact with their customers by allowing them to embed communications in our API. Mm-hmm. And so essentially, if I were to kind of simplify what Twilio is, it's a company that was founded in 2008 by Jeff Lawson, Evan Cook, and John Waltius. And it was really at the time about cloud-based text and voice communications. But today we've grown. And so now we have a portfolio of products where through messaging, voice, video, and email, we allow our customers to be able to connect with their customers. And so we are helping to build the future of customer engagement.
And do you have any examples of this in action, so something that perhaps our listeners would experience in their day-to-day life?
Absolutely. So for example, when you get a text alert that your Uber or Lyft has arrived, or mm-hmm. when you're using the app to perhaps call your driver to find out like what side of the street are you on, that's Twilio. Another example might be, at least in SF, this is popular, but when you join a waitlist for a restaurant and then you get that text from Yelp that your table is ready, that essentially is Twilio. We enable our customers, so that would be Yelp, Uber, Lyft in this case, to connect with their customers without having them call a 1-800 number, essentially.
That's really funny. I was in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and there's no way you can ever sit down at a table without having been on the list, Right. Waited, and get a message. It's never easy, is it? Okay, so that's all Twilio. That's great. So you're headquartered in San Fran, and how many employees do you have now, roughly?
We're well over 8,000, which is pretty astonishing because when I joined in 2018, we were 1,200. So wow. Again, well over 8,000.
Gosh, well, that's a testament to your great work, I'm sure.
Thank you.
And tell me about this onboarding process.
This is fun. Okay, so a fun fact about Twilio. So as part of our onboarding, all Twilions have to develop a new app. A new Twilio-based app and present it to the entire company.
Wow.
After which they'll earn their red track jacket. And so back in the day, this was pre-COVID, you actually had to do this in front of folks in the office. And now we've done it virtually. But again, I think it's a great way for people to learn about a company's products. And I'm a big believer in being able to eat your own dog food. And so I think the reason why we have this program is just everyone's not an engineer. I'm a marketer. And so yep. For me, going through that challenge where I was able to build an app using the Yelp API, it made my job so much easier in terms of understanding the product, understanding how people use it. And then, of course, that's the snazzy red track jacket I hang on my chair. But I think it's a badge of honor at Twilio to have been able to earn your track jacket. So I think it's pretty unique.
Great. And I wonder if any of the new starters have ever come up with an app that was actually put into production.
Probably. That's the cool thing about Twilio. Again, a lot of things that folks, some ideas people have come up with has actually gone out in the wild. And I think that's the kind of company when you think about builders, if you have an idea and you can figure it out and draw the owl, which is one of our company's values, it's a really great way to have an impact. Because again, there's just like anything you think of, if you think it's a great idea and you can make it work and you can make it happen, that's really the beauty of working at Twilio. And that's kind of the people we want to attract to work here.
Love it. Okay, right. So let's turn to the talent challenge. I'm sure even Twilio has challenges.
Yes, it has been, I think the pandemic, COVID, I think the last couple of years have really transformed just the industry in general. And then I think when you think about what employees are looking for employers, I think it's changed. And so I think like every company, we're battling for top talent. And really the key talent attraction today is how do you attract top talent of diverse backgrounds to come build and solve these complex problems and challenges at Twilio? And then another thing that we're running into is, you know, we've grown and we've expanded into different regions. And so in the US, in terms of awareness, I think we're pretty good. But when you start to get outside the US, particularly in EMEA or maybe APAC, there's still this struggle to understand, like, who are you? Because we're not quite the big tech companies yet. And so I think for us, what we are grappling with is one, how do we continue to attract top talent in this market? How do we grow our global awareness? And then when you think about what employees are now looking for from employers in terms of flexibility, how do you care for me as a human? I think for us, it's updating and modifying our different programs and policies to make sure that we're competitive in these times and taking a more, you know, remote first approach as opposed to mandating people go back into the office because we know people's needs have changed. And so for us, I think it's in this world where preferences are changing, how do we as a company continue to adapt and evolve so that we can attract top talent? That's currently what I think me and probably every employer brand professional is grappling with at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. And talk to me about this concept of Twilio magic. What is it and what does it consist of?
Absolutely. This is super exciting and I'm super excited to talk about this because this is our company values. And I think when you think about company values, it's not just the writing on the wall. It really is the ways of working. And when you think about your success as a company, listen, you could be smart, intelligent, you can have all the skills, but if you don't understand the ways of working, and if your style of working is incompatible with the preferred ways of working at a company, I don't know that you'll ever thrive or really be successful. And so the cool thing about Twilio Magic is our values were penned by our CEO, and he's been super passionate about this. And the cool thing is, as we've evolved, again, I joined in 2018, so it's been 4 years, our values have evolved because with a fast-growing company, every year has felt like a different year. And so to be able to evolve with the times has been pretty unique. And if I were to distill our values, it's really four big things. One is we are builders. So again, we love hard problems, and we like the way solving these complex, ambiguous problems can push you to really level up and generate some bold ideas and come up with some new ways of working so we can solve customers' challenges. Two is we are owners. So again, we really sweat the details. You own and drive your work. This is not a culture where you get to be micromanaged. If anything, it's figure it out. Again, like I said, one of our initial values back in the day was draw the owl. And I remember joining Twilio and it was like, this is a blank canvas and go paint it. And that's not something a lot of people get to experience in their careers, but the professional growth that comes with that is super amazing. And then of course, with that, the third one is we are curious. And again, I think when you really think about diversity, especially, I think that element of curiosity, wanting to hear a different perspective, wanting to be challenged, creating that culture where there's this psychological safety where people can be challenged. It's a great part of our culture. And I think it's what just makes us so smart, and this element of being humble as well. And then the final one, which I think is super exciting, and I think a lot of folks in tech will understand this, but we are positrons. And a positron is a positively charged electron. Again, our CEO came up with that, so that's on him. But if I were to break it down, essentially what it really is, it's about caring about people. It's about wanting to do right by our customers, our communities, our employees. And it's this idea that I think in tech, there's been this stereotype of the impactful jerk or the brilliant jerk. It's this person smart, they're amazing, they can do great work, but they don't really treat people well. And I think what we are trying to say at Twilio is we care about work and we care how we work together. And so we want, be smart, talented, but also be humble, be willing to learn and work with others. And for us, we found that those four ingredients have been the key for people who have been really successful at Twilio. And so moving forward, as we continue to promote our employer brand, we're going to be super clear about Twilio magic and what it is so that people can opt in or opt out. Again, this is just who we are, and we're just promoting who we are. If you like it, great. If it's like, no, that's not for me, that's fine as well. And I think a lot of employer brand professionals need to get comfortable with the idea that, you can put yourself out there and people can say, no, that's not for me. But again, there are a lot of people who will say that's for me. And that's really how I think about my role at Twilio. But again, Twilio magic, check it out on our website. I think you'll get really excited. But it was written by our CEO and co-founder, which I think is pretty special.
Yes, absolutely. Great. Okay, so we turn to employer brand, the function, how did it come about and why? What was the impetus behind it?
Sure. So I joined Twilio in 2018. And at the time, they were looking for someone to head up employer brand. I think back then I sat on the culture and inclusion team. So it was a team that consisted of employee experience, diversity, inclusion, and employer brand. And it's so funny because today these are three separate teams. But essentially, we were on the rocket ship. It was about to take off, and we wanted to hire these amazing Twilions. And so this role was created in 2018. In 2019, or at the start of the pandemic, probably 2022. Sorry, no, 2020. Again, the dates are off there.
It's a blur.
Right. But essentially, we had an org shift. And so employer brand moved over to talent acquisition so that we could get closer aligned with our talent acquisition leaders, our hiring goals. And again, I was to build out a team and build out a team from scratch. So that was super overwhelming. But essentially, the way I approached it was understanding, first of all, what were the goals and problems that we were trying to solve? Where were we at in the employer brand journey? And then from there, started to build out the team. And so I'm super excited today to be leading a team of 8 people. And I'll walk you through kind of who we are and what we do. So again, I lead the team. I have a content team, and the content team consists of a content marketer, a content writer, as well as I have a social media person. And again, it's all about showcasing the culture. So everything from affinity months to, you know, different employee events to leadership highlights to employee spotlights, all about showcasing our amazing culture so people understand what does it mean to work at Twilio. And you can see a lot of their work on We Build at Twilio on Instagram and Twitter. Also have events. I think events are one of the best opportunities for people to learn about your company and then also generate leads. Because when I think about employer brand, the way my metrics are brand awareness and lead generation. And so events are a great way for people to interact with you, learn about the company, and then also apply to roles. I do have a campaign specialist, so we're doing a lot more around email marketing and how do we target people, how do we keep leads warm, which is super exciting. And then I have a PM. I have a PM who helps me coordinate all of the work of the team, making sure we're talking to each other and they aren't silos, because that's a common thing you see with a lot of marketing teams, like teams aren't talking to each other. And so this PM is kind of the common thread that keeps us all organized. And then I mentioned earlier, this issue with low brand awareness outside the US. And so I do have an EMEA lead who's helping, again, to just grow our brand in that region, particularly as we start to expand to newer offices. So again, including myself, that's a team of 8 people, small but mighty. And I think we've been able to do some really amazing work.
Excellent. And from a organization point of view, do you sit in HR or marketing or?
The famous question. Yes, yeah. I've seen it done a number of different ways at different organizations, but I do sit on the people team, and specifically I sit in a talent acquisition organization.
Okay, Great. And let's turn to EVP. So I know that you've recently been working on a new EVP. So really interested to know how you arrived at it. And if you can give us a sneak peek of the essence of it and perhaps some of the pillars as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, this has been a multi-year journey. And I think, you know, for every professional, I'm sure it's pretty much the same things that you've done. But again, when I joined Twilio in 2018, a lot of it was just taking the time to really understand the company. So yeah. Met with our executive team, met with our CEO a couple of times. He also wanted to be a part of this work, did a world tour. So traveled to the different offices back in the day when, you know, offices were a thing, and had a chance to do some focus groups, interview employees. And then really at the point where we started to gather a lot of data, really brought in a research agency. We're currently partnering with Universum to help us streamline these insights and really help us start to build out our EVP. And the big thing has been leadership alignment again. So I think when a lot of people think about employer brand, it's the employer brand team will figure it out and then we'll go promote it. But the way I approached it was after doing my research, you know, presenting it to our people leadership team and say, this is what I think our experience is. I need you to validate if this is true, because we can't market an experience that's not real. And so the leadership alignment was a really big part of driving this home. And I think, you know, as we get into it, I'm super excited to preview it, because this has been signed up by leadership. This is what our employer brand is going to be. And really, again, it's this idea of building. And our tagline is, we can't wait to see what you built. Again, CEO also came up with that. But really, when you think about Twilio, there are really four key things. And I think these four things are captured in our pillars. One is Twilio magic. And like I said, that's really our defining spirit. That's our way of working. And so that's just always going to be a part of like who we are. A new thing, and one that I'm super excited to really unpack and start to promote, is meaningful work. So at Twilio, you're just not a cog in a wheel, but you really do have an opportunity to make an impact. And really, again, as you think about revolutionizing the way the world interacts and building things that had never been done, we're empowered to take risks. We're owners of our work. And in order to meet customer challenges, you get to acquire new skills. You get to really level up your work. And I think that helps us evolve as leaders, as individuals, and as a company. And so again, this ability to really solve hard, complex problems that make an impact on our customers as well as our communities, I think is super compelling, particularly with, you know, more and more people wanting to work for, I think, a values-driven organization. I think that element of meaningful work is going to be super compelling. And then with most people, again, remote first or taking that flexible approach to work, I think it's going to be super compelling. So we're not one of the companies that after this is all over, which I don't know if it's ever going to be all over, but we're never going to go back to how things fully were before the pandemic. Instead, we're going to focus on flexibility. So there have been no mandates to go back to the office. And really the way we're thinking about this is work-life integration. So rather than, you know, in the past where you kind of have to figure out your life outside work, what we're saying is we realize people do have lives, and how do we make sure that based on how they work, we provide the flexibility that if you want to work from home, if you want to come in a couple of days a week, we give people the tools, the benefits, the skills to be able to design their life in a way that makes the most sense for them. And so with a lot of, like a lot of other companies, I think we're starting to double down more on flexibility and then giving people still an opportunity for meaningful connections. So again, I think, you know, if we back in the day, everybody used to fly into SF for company kickoffs, not sure if we're going to do it that way, but still giving people an opportunity for team offsites or to come together when they want. And if they're comfortable doing that is something that we're still working through, but flexibility is going to be big. And then the last one, which I think is a bit of a game changer, is we have made a public commitment to be an anti-racist company. And I think in terms of diversity and inclusion, what that means is, listen, we don't have everything figured out, and transformational change definitely takes time. But the essence of what we're saying is we are actively educating and empowering Twilions to think about, you know, their workplace decisions and behaviors through an anti-racist lens. So that essentially we can foster an environment where all forms of bias, racism, oppression, all the things that keep marginalized folks out from really being able to thrive in the workplace, we eliminate that so that essentially we don't only just have respect for each other as individuals, but we are really able to unlock the beauty of, you know, diversity, which is when, you know, we're having different perspectives, people of all different backgrounds can work well together and really help us achieve our goals. And so those are really the four main elements of our pillars. And it's really, again, down to we want to build in ways we've never built before. And so we have to level up how we work and provide this environment where people are flexible enough to figure things out. We empower people, and then we create an environment and foster an inclusive environment where everyone can thrive, because we believe that's how we get to build the future of customer engagement.
I love it. Okay, right. So let's go through these four. So Twilio Magic, that's sort of name-checking your framework that we already discussed. So that's great. Meaningful work. I've seen similar pillars before, meaningful work and purpose-driven and so on. Remote first, to me, that feels like you're taking it one step further than it used to be. I've seen pillars around flexibility and work-life balance, but with remote first, that's sort of like the end in mind there. Anti-racism, I have to say, I've never seen. I've seen diversity, inclusion, belonging. Anti-racism, that's again, taking it one step further. Very interesting. And these four pillars, which ones resonated the most with your research subjects and your leaders and yourself?
Definitely. I think one was just Twilio Magic, because like I said, again, I think every company is unique. And sure, from all the different companies you've talked to, you've seen different things. And I think for us, we really do believe that this is just who we are. And again, we know this isn't for everyone. So if you hear this and you're excited, amazing, great. If you hear this and you're a little bit like, that's great as well. But I think Twilio Magic, like I said, it's real. It's something that everyone's passionate about. And then I think anti-racism, like I said, I think that's new. It's unique. Everyone isn't doing diversity and inclusion that way. And to be able to take a bold stance, I think it's risky. But what we're seeing is we care enough about this that we want to make this real. We want to make an impact, and we want people here who believe, you know, that this is just the way of the future. And so I think those are the two that got the most excitement. And as I just think of where we're trying to go and the talent that we're trying to find to unlock this new mission of the company, I think those are the two that are going to get us the farthest, to be honest. It's just the Twilio Magic, keeping that alive, and then anti-racism, where building an environment where anyone, no matter who you are, where you're from, your background, what you look like, how old you are, whatever it is, we remove all of that bias and nonsense that keeps people away from being able to thrive in a workforce.
Yes. Okay, great. So I look forward to seeing this being activated, this new EVP. So can you talk to us about activation of the employer brand in general and perhaps some of the plans you have for the new EVP?
Absolutely. Yes. So like I said, we just signed this off with leadership. So hot off the presses, you're hearing it first. And in terms of rolling this out, I'm super excited because I think we're being very methodical about this. I think when you think about the essence of a company, first of all, you have to make sure people believe it internally. So you just don't sign up on an EVP and go run and do a big fancy campaign. If anything, this is where the internal alignment starts to happen. So I think one, first of all, we got to make sure our recruiters who are out there pitching and talking to candidates every day, they're trained first on what is this? What does it mean? How do you impact meaningful work to candidates? How do you impact anti-racism? So I think recruiter enablement is kind of the first step. And then I think two is the internal education. How do we make sure our Twilions, our brand ambassadors, know what this means? How to pitch the company? Where do we embed this? So when you think about onboarding, you're learning different things about the company. How do you also learn the essence of what Twilio is? So for us, that's what we're focused on for this next quarter. It's just internal education and alignment, and then really starting to figure out what are the things you want to go showcase, and then starting to look to building out a big new campaign where, again, global, hit all the functions, and this is who we are, this is what we want to do. But essentially, it's that internal education, making sure our behaviors align to the things that we want to promote. It's thinking about our internal comm strategy as we start to roll this out. And then I think, you know, the external campaign comes next. I think that's the most exciting one for a lot of folks. But for me and for the team, I think we think it makes more sense to make sure we're all speaking the same language. Yeah. We update our career website to reflect all of this goodness. And then we can take it external and start to really push this hard.
Yes, absolutely. And given that your CEO was so involved in the process of the EVP, how will you use him and perhaps other senior leaders for pushing the EVP?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Jeff Blossom, again, amazing, super creative. I'm like, is there anything this man can't do? But I think as I think about rolling this out, again, it's one, making sure he's passionate about this, making sure he's helping us pitch this and promote this as well, and really being the change advocate and champion, because this is his company as well. And I think the unique thing is doing employer branding at a company where it's co-founder led, it's a little bit different, but this is his baby. And so we got to make sure he's excited about this and he's going to help us promote this as well. And same thing with leadership. You got to be able to role model these behaviors and make sure that we have the policies and programs in place to ensure our pillars are real and that we keep elevating and doing things to make sure our pillars continue to feel real. So leadership is going to play a big role in just making this real internally so that once we start to do these campaigns, it doesn't feel like we're talking about a company that isn't real. It's something that everyone's bought into and we're all speaking the same language about the unique promise of working at Twilio.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, right. Turning to success and measuring results. What does it look like at Twilio? Are there any specific metrics you look at, and who do you report this to?
Sure. So yeah, everything reports to our SVP of talent acquisition, and then that rolls up to our chief people officer. And as I mentioned, in terms of employer brand, I think there are two key goals. So I think one is brand awareness, yep. And then the other is lead generation. And so in terms of brand awareness, we look at all of the, you know, content metrics, social, how are we growing or following. We pretty much for every quarter since the team has been creative, we've grown a social audience at least like 20% every quarter. So that's been a big one of just making sure the engagement is high, making sure we are seeing growth on our Instagram and Twitter channels. And then the content that we put out is performing really well. And then the second is the lead generation piece. So doing more campaigns that are driving traffic to our careers website, measuring that, and then also sentiment. When people talk about our brand, what is that? Is that overwhelmingly positive? Is that overwhelmingly negative? What's going on? So I think there's a qualitative element of our brand. And I think a big win recently for us was that we were one of Glassdoor's top 20 companies, best companies to work for. And again, when you think about that, that's very data-driven. That's based on reviews. And that's not something that we're able to influence. So I think these different data points are currently what we're using. But I think as the EVP rolls out, there will be more and more different ways we're really tracking to just make sure that our employer brand, again, we're growing our awareness, we're generating leads, and then the sentiment in terms of what people think and feel about Twilio continues to remain positive.
Yeah, for sure. Great. So Stephanie, what would be some of your top tips for employer brand professionals tuning into this episode today?
Sure. Listen, I'd say my three big things are, first of all, take the time to learn the company. I've been at Twilio for 4 years and it's been interesting because, like I said, every year has been a new year. So it feels like you just, again, fast growing company, you're always learning. But yeah. I think the mistake a lot of professionals make is you think you can take a playbook from one company and just institute it in another company. And it doesn't really work like that. And so I'd say the big thing is, especially if you're new, take the time to engage your different teams, internal comms, corporate brand, diversity and inclusion, the different leaders. Talk to your executive teams. Like you should constantly just be meeting people and learning about the company, because the more you understand the company and the employee experience, the easier it is to do your job. And then two, I would also say connect with other professionals. So the exciting thing about employer branding is it's still an upcoming and growing field. And in my early days, I spent a lot of time talking to different professionals, having lunch with different people in the office back in the day. And so just make sure you're always talking to people and you're thinking about ways to keep your skills up to date. And then really the big thing that I would love to challenge a lot of employer brand professionals is to think about your role beyond marketing. So you're not just marketing the current culture, but you also have an ability to work with senior leadership to influence and improve the culture so you can attract top talent. And that's one of the things I've been most proud about at Twilio is when I think about a lot of the work I've done just to improve, you know, diversity and inclusion at Twilio, you know, speaking up, being able to play a part in this anti-racism commitment and kind of the envisioning of that way back in the day. I think a lot of employer brand professionals, you have the opportunity to really improve your company's culture. And so I would encourage you to think about your role beyond just marketing, but how can you really influence the culture of a company?
Yeah, I love that. That's as Simon Barry would say, that's employer brand management versus employer branding. So it's really being a change maker and bringing about positive change internally and connecting stakeholders and departments and everything. So that's great to hear. All right. So I can tell you're super passionate about, well, A, Twilio, and B, your job. So what is it that makes it so special?
Yeah, I think really what makes this role so special is, if you think about this, again, we're influencing and we're trying to promote a company so people can make a decision about where they get to work. And you spend a third of your life at work.
Yep.
And again, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to build these relationships with people and work with people to achieve and unlock these goals so that you can improve your life and go do amazing, great things. And choosing where to work is as important as buying a house or a car. And so we get to play a role in this major decision that a lot of people have to make. And as marketers, we're coming up with creative ways to communicate and market and showcase what it means to work at a company. And so I think when you think about just what it is we're doing, which is we're helping people to find the right environment for them to showcase their talents so they can earn money and live well and take care of their family and hopefully have fun doing it. Again, I think it's really special. And I think for a lot of employer brand professionals that are in this field or are just starting, you should really be proud of just the impact we get to have with the type of work we do, because we really do get to influence a major decision that a lot of people have to make in our lives. And we, as creatives, we get to think about different amazing ways that we can showcase a culture and influence people along the candidate journey. And so for me, that's what gets me super excited, gets me passionate. You can hear it in my voice, but it just doesn't feel like traditional marketing. It feels like marketing with a purpose, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, and huge responsibility as well. Absolutely. Great. So final question, take us home now, Stephanie. Where can our listeners connect with you, and where can they learn more about Twilio?
Absolutely. So yeah, if you want to connect with me, just a quick LinkedIn search, Stephanie Alopoje. My last name is rare, so it shouldn't be too hard to find me. And in terms of finding Twilio, I would say our We Build at Twilio social accounts is the best way to preview our culture. And we have accounts on Twitter, Instagram. I would also encourage you to just follow Twilio on LinkedIn as well. But that's a really great way to learn a lot about our company, our executives, and just amazing things that are happening here. And then in terms of jobs, I would say visit twilio.com/jobs. We're still hiring, we're still growing, and we would love, if you're a builder, to come join us. So those are the best opportunities that you can learn a little bit more about me as well as Twilio.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, there you have it. Now we know what Twilions and Positrons is all about. Be sure to reach out to Stephanie and thank her ever so much for sharing her insights on the podcast today. And if you are interested in measuring employer brand and or talent brand, employer reputation, whatever label you put on it, be sure to check out the Link Humans Index. You can find that at linkhumans.com, or feel free to get in touch with me about it. Finally, to subscribe to this podcast, you can find our show notes articles as well at employerbrandingpodcast.com. You'll have all the options there. That was it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and catch you next time. Hey!
What did the mama tomato say to the baby tomato?
Don't know.
Ketchup.